From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 14th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Daily Mail that the investigation continues into the death of a Coxsackie man on Friday, March the 10th, after he drove his vehicle from the Coxsackie boat launch into the Hudson River. State police allege Jeffrey Dean, 48, assaulted a state trooper after being stopped for a vehicle and traffic violation before the crash. State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigation Captain Pierce Gallagher said, and I quote, Dean was from the area. He drove down to the boat launch. The turns he made and the boat launch itself suggested he was intentionally aiming for that, end quote. Dean was born in Catskill and ran Dean's Mill in Coxsackie, the family business. Senior investigator Pete Kaminsky said he could not reveal any details about why Dean was being stopped. Both investigators said any ideas on why Dean fled the officer would be speculation at this point. Dean was alone in the vehicle at the time of the incident. Police declined to comment when asked about any items discovered in the car. Anyone with information about this incident may call the state police in Catskill at 518-622-8600. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Rick Collin is reporting at Capitol Confidential. For the first time in recent memory, both the State Assembly and Senate have canceled sessions on Tuesday, March 14th, due to the weather. Session is scheduled to resume on Wednesday. Both houses were poised to pass their one-house budget bills this week. It is not known if lawmakers will stay in Albany an extra day Thursday this week to make up for the lost time. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. The city of Hudson has declared a snow emergency in advance of the anticipated arrival of Winter Storm Stella beginning Tuesday, today, March the 14th at 12 a.m. All vehicles must be parked on the even side of the street for 20 hours. Beginning at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, cars must be moved to the odd side of the street and parked for 22 hours. Parking is permitted only on one side of the street in order to facilitate the maintenance or removal of snow and to allow ample space for passage of emergency vehicles. At 6 p.m. Wednesday, the snow emergency ends. Snow removal will begin at 12:01 a.m. Thursday and continue for 12 hours. The process will be repeated at 12:01 a.m. on Friday for 12 hours. Snow removal schedules are available on the city's website at cityofhudson.org. The village of Catskill has declared a snow emergency in advance of the anticipated nor'easter arrival overnight Monday, March the 13th. The village snow emergency will begin at 8 a.m. today, Tuesday, March the 14th. All vehicles should be parked on the even side of the street from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday. Cars must be moved to the odd side of the street beginning at 8 p.m. Tuesday until 8 a.m. on Wednesday. Drivers should then continue to move their vehicles every 12 hours until the snow is removed and the snow emergency is canceled. Parking on Main Street between Green Street and Summit Avenue is prohibited from 11 p.m. to 8 a.m. every night to make sure Main is the first street cleared. Municipal parking lots will be open. Vehicles found to be parked in violation of the snow emergency guidelines will be ticketed and/or towed. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail on Catskill's Summer Concert Series, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary this summer. Organizer John Campisi is looking to, and I quote, spice things up, end quote, this year, continuing the diverse array of music and fireworks show, but he is also attempting to book a nationally recognized performer. The concerts are held at 7 p.m. every Thursday at Dutchman's Landing and will begin on June the 22nd this year. The events are sponsored by the Heart of Catskill Association and supported by the Bank of Greene County, Sawyer Chevrolet, and the Town of Catskill. Musician Lex Gray of Catskill has performed as part of the series several times over the years and will return with her band, the Urban Pioneers, on July the 20th, she said. Gray appreciates the diversity of the music performed and said the concert series not only guarantees, and I quote, something awesome, end quote, but it also brings the community together. Gray said, and I quote, it's wonderful that they've managed to pull it together every year. You never know what you're going to get on a Thursday, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting that office supply retailer Staples will close 70 stores in North America this year, according to a quarterly earning report on the company's website. Staples has not yet indicated which locations will close. The company has stores in the town of Ulster, Poughkeepsie, Wappingers Falls, and Greenport. CNN Money reports Staples closed 48 stores last year and approximately 350 stores during the past 5 years. The Framingham, Massachusetts-based company said it lost $548 million during the last fiscal quarter and saw a 3% decline in sales. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting in the Times Union that Muslim families with children enrolled in Albany City schools are hoping the district will choose to acknowledge their faith's two major religious holidays, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. A number of districts around the country, including New York City and Burlington, Vermont, now close on those days. Albany district officials said on Friday, March the 10th, they are considering the request and will have the calendar committee take it up for the 2017-18 school year. Wafia Sora, a member of the Islamic Center of the Capital District in Colony, said, and I quote, "To understand what Eid is like having your child go to school on Christmas Day," end quote. Most schools are closed on major Christian holidays like Christmas and Good Friday. Because Albany has a large Jewish population, schools are also closed on high holidays, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Islam's holidays fall on different days of the lunar calendar each year. Eid al-Fitr is celebrated with a feast to mark the end of the Ramadan and will fall on June 25th this year, 2 days after the last day of school. Al-Adha marks the end of the pilgrimage to Mecca and falls on September the 1st, 3 days before Labor Day. Albany schools do not reconvene until after Labor Day. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a blizzard warning for the region through midnight Wednesday, March the 15th. Heavy snowfall, whiteout conditions, and blowing drifting snow is expected. Some sleet may mix in across portions of the Mid-Hudson Valley. Snow accumulation of 12 to 24 inches are expected. Snow will fall at a rate of 2 to 4 inches per hour throughout the day. Winds of 15 to 25 miles an hour will be out of the northeast with gusts up to 45 miles an hour. Extremely dangerous travel conditions are expected due to snow-covered roads, plus whiteout conditions along with blowing and drifting snow. The temperature high for today will be 26 degrees. The snow will continue through Tuesday night. It will be cloudy with a low around 17. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, a chance of snow before 8 a.m., then a chance of snow showers after 8 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 27 degrees. Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 14. And on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 28 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 12. Sunrise today was at 7:07 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:01 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, about 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 14th day of March 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.